Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Steve. The first part of the show was that press conference, if you will, the joint statements and some questions from President Trump and Angela Merkel. You heard some of that in the news. Typically, I will only be talking about President Trump, the administration, and all of the things that are swirling around that these days. In our 2 o'clock hour in this segment, think Trump at 2. So we talked about Uber earlier, and we were going to talk more about Northwestern. The press conference got in the way. You understand that. But I'm reserving this spot. So please don't think we're always talking about Trump. But as much as it's fascinating and important and we want to talk about it, we reserve this spot for that.
Sean, are you saying that despite the findings, the bipartisan findings of the Senate Intelligence Committee...
No, they're not findings. There's a statement out today. They have not begun this. As you know, yesterday or 2 days ago, the Department of Justice asked for an additional week. So the statement clearly says that at this time that they don't believe that. They have yet to go through the information. The Department of Justice, as you know, has not supplied this.
Are you saying that the president still stands by his allegation that President Obama ordered wiretapping or surveillance of Trump Tower, despite the fact that the Senate Intelligence Committee says they see no indication that it happened? Does the president still stand by the allegation?
First of all, he stands by it, but again, you're mischaracterizing what happened today. At the same time, they acknowledge that they have not been in contact with the Department of Justice. So, but again, I go back to what I said at the beginning. It's interesting, at the same time, where were you coming to the defense of that same Intelligence Committee and those members when they said there was no connection to Russia? So you want to comment and you want to perpetuate a false narrative. The bottom line is that the president said last night that he will be providing, that there would be additional information coming forward.
2, 3, 4, do the Sean Spicer cha-cha.
There's a ton of media reports out there that indicate that something was going on during the 2016
election.
They went
on like that for a while, and they just maintained their position that the president has some information. The investigation isn't complete. And for you to assume that that means that there is no evidence to support their claim is you being just as premature in your judgment as you may think the administration is. At least that's how I read that or heard that. And trust me, I've listened to it more than once. Aaron Blake joins us, the White House or the senior political reporter on line 7 for the Washington Post. Aaron, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing great today. How are you guys?
Pretty good, but, you know, utterly confused. Is that kind of where that conversation is, that they say this thing is still being investigated, neither of us knows what, you know, you can't know an unknown, as Rumsfeld once said, so it's wrong to assume, even though there is no evidence, that it didn't happen. Isn't that the position right now?
Well, that's their position on this right now. They've also had more than a week and a half, during which time they could have come forward with this evidence. Apparently, we're hearing now that the Justice Department has sent something over to the House Intelligence Committee. We don't know what that is precisely right now. But you know, I think the big takeaway, if there is one, from that press conference is that the White House is really kind of trying to change what we're talking about here. The allegation was that President Obama directed surveillance towards Trump, that he was behind this, that it was targeted surveillance. The White House is now talking much more in terms of the idea that Trump or his associates wound up in some unrelated surveillance that was targeted at somebody else. And so they may produce some evidence that shows that, but that's not really what Trump was alleging in the first place. And so this is really kind of what I would call a shell game that they're playing right now and trying to change the actual thing that they're trying to prove.
Well, they're being petulant about that, I agree. But I almost think we should at least entertain their broader notion now. I mean, is it possible, though, that there was some general surveillance going on of the Trump campaign and that the president or his people had anything to do with that, wiretaps or otherwise?
Well, you never want to rule anything out, especially something that happens behind closed doors like this. And I think that's why we're all careful to say that this is an allegation that doesn't have any evidence, rather than that this is an allegation that is untrue. We just don't know that. What we do know is that James Clapper, the former director of national intelligence, has said that there was no FISA warrant that was meant to monitor on Trump Tower. At the FBI, has issued somewhat of a denial in this case. There's always a possibility that there's something there, and we need to be careful about that. I don't doubt that there is something that leads the White House to believe that their case is actually accurate. But it's coming time where they could have produced this information a long time ago, and they still haven't done that, at least not publicly, and we will have yet to see what they provided to the intelligence committees.
And when the story first broke, I remember one of the first questions that Matt Lauer put to Kellyanne Conway, or somebody put to somebody, was, if the president is making this accusation, presumably because he knows, he could come forward and say it at any time. And then Sean Spicer said that would be inappropriate. That's kind of where that's their defense against not coming up with the goods themselves, right?
Yeah, there was even one point where Spicer was asked a similar question and cited the separation of powers for some reason. I wasn't clear on exactly what he was getting at, but he was basically saying that Trump can't provide this information to congressional investigators because they're a separate branch of government. It was just bizarre. I think that they're just kind of constantly treading water on this, trying to figure out a way to explain it away or at least justify the initial claim. And it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense why the president couldn't simply say the things that his claim is based upon. And I think that's because it is based upon news reports that he's seen. And those news reports, as we've seen, dissected, including here at the Washington Post, are based on a couple anonymous sources. They are from foreign journalists based in the United Kingdom, in fact. And they are claims that reporters here at the Washington Post and elsewhere have tried for months to confirm and haven't been able to do so. So the claim certainly invites its own scrutiny, you never know exactly what happened, but this is still a president of the United States mm-hmm. who made a claim that mm-hmm. we just don't know about at this point.
You know, if we all just, I used the word petulant a minute ago, but if we could all just come to the conclusion, I mean, the elephant in the room, let's just assume this is true. Maybe it's not, but I think this is the way it's going to play out, that there is no evidence because it didn't happen. And the president got out in front of his skis with a tweet, angry about something, and we all know that. I almost wonder, since he's not going to say uncle, if we should all just move past that point because there's nothing there. If there is, we'll evidently find out soon enough. But maybe we should end our preoccupation with it. I wonder who's being more obstinate here. Do you know what I mean, Aaron?
Yeah, I get the argument, and this is something that we've chewed over quite a bit in the past when, you know, we had a lot of conversations about whether we should pay attention to Trump's tweets, for instance, whether that was something we should cover as news.
Yeah, this is an example.
This is maybe the best example of that. I tend to disagree. I think, you know, this is a president of the United States alleging that a predecessor of his, you know, engaged in basically a Watergate-esque political scandal, and if that were true, it would need to be found out. If it's not true, we have to find out where this came from, and you know, it goes to the credibility thing that the president, whether we can trust the president, what the president says. And so I think it's worth digging into, but I agree to you that there is a possibility that there are certain American, you know, people in America who are going to think that this is overkill and that we're just taking this all way too seriously.
Even though he doubles down. I mean, every opportunity he's had to back away, and their latest, you know, backpedaling is, well, we meant it in a broader sense, but they're not, no, shoot, now help me out on this, Aaron. Is the president now saying that he didn't mean his line was tapped? They're unequivocal about that? Or are they still maintaining the possibility that, in fact, his phone line was tapped?
They're saying it was general surveillance,
yeah,
basically.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but yeah, you know, I don't know whether that really it makes a whole lot of difference. I mean, it's all kind of in the same area. But he just did. He did just reference this at his press conference with Angela Merkel. So it doesn't seem to be something he's just going to clam up about all of a sudden and try to hope goes away.
Yeah, he made a joke about it. He said, "Look, they were listening on your phone calls, and evidently we have nothing in common now. They were doing something to me." So he's certainly maintaining that narrative. However, finally, he's parsing some of those words. It's 2:21. All right, Aaron, I'll let you go. Senior political reporter for The Washington Post. Aaron, it's good to read you. It's good to talk to you. I hope you can join us again.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
2:21. And really, we didn't even get in much to that press conference today, but that was really, really strange. It was the president never misses an opportunity to make the points that he wants made. And sometimes the decorum is really strange. And like we all know, this is a president who's writing his own book. So I guess it's not surprising that he would sort of throw traditional decorum away. But when he's bragging about something or just making a point that seems to be a little off topic, it can be a little jarring because not only are we not talking about that right now, but the lady flew in from Germany. She's standing right there. So I had to chuckle at times at some of the things that were happening today. And then immediately they start fact-checking one of the statements that he made. We'll get to that point in a minute on WGN.